What did BBC pay to use Gil Sands?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They fucking paid in upwards of 20 million pounds a year.
Yes.
A fucking year.
Yes.
To use
to
this.
Use that.
Ever since that, I stopped using Gil Sands. I was like, I don't know who is getting this fucking money.
Exactly.
Some dude. I mean, again, it was like created 50 years ago by some sir something or another. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And for what?
You're listening to The Angry Designer, where we cut through the industry bull to help frustrated graphic designers survive and thrive.
Creative South, we're coming for you next week.
Look out!
Where you guys can actually see cool shirts like this. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that. Oh. Master of Design. Angry. Oh. Look at Sean's. Look at that. Look at that, right?
Splash of color on
got
there.
Some stickers. You guys come visit us, right? Hats. Oh, my God. Yeah. We got your stuff, baby. All right. So what are we drinking today, my friends?
Okay. Well, look at this.
Look at this. McConnell's Irish Whiskey. Oh. We thought we'd try something a little different. That's pretty badass.
That's tight.
This is some serious whiskey, and it's beautiful. It's good to drink.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a good price point, or is it up there?
This was a little bit more of a premium price, but yeah, this was actually still, I think it's well worth it, because I've tried, we've had more expensive, and it has been not nearly as nice as good. This is cool.
I like
That label's got a lot going on there. So.
It's very busy. It's a crazy looking font, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all good. But fonts is what we are here to talk about today.
Yes.
Go figure. Look so I don't know if you've been hearing lately. So what we had to do, so we have a customer, and I guess their customers, this giant company over in Europe, you know, they've got this brand guy and this hardcore brand, and they're building an app for them, right? Mm-hmm. They're not building an app. They're like branding or white labeling their app for this customer.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
And this customer's got a very strong, very known brand.
Mm.
And they're like, okay, we want you to use our brand fonts.
Right.
Well, sure enough, then these guys kind of went a little bit, dug a little deeper, right? And this font, for them to incorporate and license this font into this app, is going to cost them annually $25,000 a year. Licensing fee, just to put it in there, right?
Wow.
So, of course, they reach out to us and they're like, you know, what do we do, right? Like, this is ridiculous. We don't want to pay this because, you know, like, we're not going to make it. That kills the profit. Like,
totally.
That just absolutely hits that bottom line.
25K, you betcha.
Right? And again, it's like, shame on them, because again, it wasn't like a, you know, a giant font that's well known. Mm. And it's not like this app isn't going to be like, you know, TikTok or Instagram. It's not like, it's very niche, right?
Yeah,
this is the cost. So what we did is, I'm just like, well, you know, kind of stick it to them. And I feel bad after the fact, but at the same time, not, because I feel they were being taken advantage of. So I got fucking issues all across this one, okay? I'm pissed at the font foundry in this situation for charging this horrible fee, regardless, you know, how crafty their font is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Leave it with me. I'll find you a font, right? Went around, looked through licenses. I ended up at Google Fonts.
Hey.
Google Fonts has fucking opened up their library. They're like 700-800 fonts now.
Wow.
And I found a font that was probably 85% there to this one. There was some, again, now keep in mind, you know, we're talking about an app.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about the fonts are going to be small on screen.
Yeah.
Nobody's even, what I pitched them back. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody wouldn't even realize you know, the average person wouldn't. And it doesn't tarnish the brand because it looks there.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, some people could argue that maybe the quality's not the same, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I bet you that, you know, it's worth that $25,000 chance that they're willing to take. And this font, the nice thing is this Google font is free for them. The commercial licenses were free.
Yeah.
So this is where it was just like,
what was the first font? What was the
I don't want to share. I don't want to share what it is. No. That's okay. We won't do that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I got this love-hate thing because I have heard so many stories of customers of ours being screwed by font foundries.
Yeah.
And I can't say that, you know, I'm for or against this one. This one's tricky because at the same time, the whole world has been screwed with Google several times over.
True.
So, you know, this is where it's like...
We're just waiting for the shoe to drop, right?
This week, I'm pissed off at these groups. Next week, I'll be pissed off at these other ones. But seriously, like, you know, like, this story, I think, is worth talking about today because there are so many points for and against Google Fonts.
Yes.
There are so many points against for and against foundries, right? It's kind of mind-blowing, but it's an interesting place where we're at now because technology has come to a point where open source fonts like Google, they're a fucking game changer.
Big time.
The problem is it's owned by Google. That's the fucking problem. And that's what really though, right? So, you know, like, so you can get this whole, you know, what's easily gained is also easily lost.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that's the worry, I think, in a situation like this.
Mm, yeah, totally. It's funny because when you mentioned that, the app situation with 25 flat out, I read somewhere that some places are a little more generous by doing a sliding scale. So if you have, if you don't have as many viewership or visits to your website, you get charged on a sliding scale. But if you get like a million hits, you're going to get pinned.
And
I mean,
and so there is, you're right. There is it's pretty convoluted. Like their licensing fees, commercial licensing fees, there's no straightforward licensing fees. And I feel that it's like they do that intentionally kind of fuck people over in this case. Because you're right. I've seen that. It's like if your app gets this many hits and this is the cost. Well, that wasn't the case with this font.
Yeah.
We had a customer. Flatter. We had another customer, unfortunately, and they had paid for a font. They had, you know, thought that they paid for the font for their brand. They paid like 50, 60 grand for this font, right? To use it commercially. They were using it. No problem. Everything was great. Well, 2 years later, apparently there was a loophole and the sales guy didn't sell them properly or the marketing guy didn't buy the right license. And it turns out. No, it wasn't that it ran out.
Oh, it didn't.
They only bought it for print.
Oh.
Which is actually kind of bullshit in the bigger scheme of things. We'll talk about that a little bit later when it actually applies. But, you know, it turns out their license didn't include web. And they were on the hook for over $100,000 and they had to back pay this. And again, and here's the thing, it was a contract. They signed the contract, but again, these licenses were so fucked up that nobody has any, like, I mean, again, how do you argue it, right?
Yeah.
They signed it. Yeah. They agreed to it.
Yeah.
But again, they didn't read the fine print. Apparently neither did their sales guy and they were on the hook. So of course the scramble was, we got to change this font ASAP all over all the material and the website. That really fucking sucks.
That's
so
brutal.
I know, right? So I'm like really torn about this because it's like in one way I'm happy that, you know, Google can stick it to these people. Oh, well, wait, you know what? The Google font library can stick it to, you know, companies like this who I do feel take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still Google. So it's like, you know, they're doing, you know, like the promise of Google fonts, it sounds good. You know, like, hey, I'm Google, and, you know, they don't just slap this shit together, and they don't get AI to do it.
No, and there's some awesome fonts on there.
There is fucking some great fonts.
Like, quality fonts
on there. Dude, I hate to say this, but the Angry Designer font, we use Poppins. Poppins is a Google font.
Is Poppin.
Right? And it is, right? Dude, Inter. Is one of my favorite fonts. It is so close to Helvetica.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to worry about getting your ass handed to you.
Yes, exactly.
Like, there is some really, you know, was it Robotica is on there? Rubik is on there. Like, there's so many good fonts. And that just scratches the surface. That's just with the main sans serif. Like, you can just keep digging and digging and digging.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. So, you know, they do get designers to create these.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Right. We saw that. We did some research on this one, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like they're doing them internally and screwing the world out of this. It does seem like they're actually genuinely going out and paying, you know, talented font designers Now, whether or not they're paying them like Nike paid, you know, like pennies on the dollar, or
That's kind of what I'm wondering. It's like it's a sweatshop, and some poor guy's making poppins.
I couldn't find that anywhere. I didn't see you know? What they were. You know, I do genuinely think that they paid for them, and they put out a whole bunch of really cool shit out there. So in that sense, it's cool that they went. They got designers to create really cool fonts that you know are adopted so well.
Yep.
So in, you know, in that sense, it kind of democratizes, you know, that whole space.
Yes.
Right. It makes, you know, it allows people who couldn't afford good quality fonts to now, guess what? I can go to Google and I can download really good quality. And, you know, for the most part, I think that they're pretty all right.
Yeah, I think they're fine. That's kind of what I like. If we're designing websites or something like that, that's where we go.
We don't
go anywhere else.
No, I know. You're right.
Pick some fancy font or something like that. No, because you're just going to get in trouble if you do that stuff.
It's good because it does. It allows people to kind of, you know, who don't have that kind of budget.
Yes.
You know, to kind of get into the game with some nice quality stuff. Get their stuff looking good.
Yes.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's good.
I guess it does kind of elevate that game and it puts good quality fonts back out there. Because I don't know if you remember, like we didn't have the greatest selection getting into this, you know, over the years.
No. At the beginning of our career.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like, I mean, totally. We were pretty limited and, you know, and granted Massimo Vignelli says you only need five fonts, six fonts, right? And then you're good to go from there.
Yes. Yes. And in all fairness too, what we were doing back then was print, right? Mm. So we didn't have to, we weren't concerned with the web stuff or anything.
That's right. Cause that applies differently.
Yes.
So, okay. A little bit of backstory here, you know, you got typeface and you got fonts.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people always interchange them, but they are very different.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, everybody always says Helvetica is a font, but really it's a typeface.
Right.
Okay. The string of add-ons thereafter that kind of creates a package.
Right.
That's the font part. Right. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
So now if you were to take, you know, the font Helvetica, okay, and use it in your design, and then you flatten it or you outline it or whatever, right? Well, all of a sudden, you know, it's not a font anymore, right? Because it's now, like, copyright can't touch that.
Right.
Okay, which is crazy, okay? Because it's now an image in the likeness of a font.
The font.
Oh. Okay, which is like a total technicality here. Yeah, but, you know, like in that sense, you're actually safe.
You've kind of altered it in a sort of
way. Well, I mean,
way,
you have right? in yeah, that you, sense, like, right?
By flattening it, yes.
Because ultimately now it's not a typeface. Right. It's an image of a typeface. Right. So it's kind of like an idea.
Right.
And if it's like an idea, you can't copyright the idea.
This is true.
Okay, so you're safe in that sense, right?
Right.
However, where you get fucked, okay, is copyright in digital formats. Okay, because in digital format it doesn't flatten that image, right? It reproduces. So you need to put that font into the website somewhere,
right?
Okay, you need to put that font on the server. It needs to serve that bad boy up so that font actually stays as a font. Okay, and that's the challenge, and that's where these companies can come back and screw people on the digital side.
Okay so
always remember, okay, so if you want to use a typeface, okay, for drawing, logos, anything like that, you are generally okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's really, really, really hard for them to come back and kind of, you know, sue you for anything like that.
Yeah.
However, if you're going to put a font on a computer, on an app, on a website, on anything digital, okay, and it's actually a live font, okay, it's not something flattened, it's not a flattened image on a header, something, it's something live, okay, then make sure you double check and triple check and quadruple check all those commercial licenses, because they can come after you for that, and they do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've read horror stories on that stuff. Like, do they have bots like scrubbing internet or websites and like that?
I kind of wonder if they do or not, because I mean, Getty's had that for a long time, right?
They used to have those bots.
Good point, right? Yeah. Really good point. And again, you know, well, again, going back to Google, I wouldn't know, because for the past 10 years. anytime we had the option, we've gone with a Google
font. With a Google font, exactly.
And again, and on so many levels and reasons, right? Like, the technology is fucking great.
Yes.
So again, going back to a big plus for Google, the technology is fantastic. And what they did is they've taken these fonts, they've streamlined them. Your website accesses these fonts through like APIs, you know, using your CSS, your style codes or whatever, and they load up quick.
Yep.
They load up easy. They take the grunt of it, right? So they've done a great job technology-wise, where if we were to use a font that's not web native,
right,
then what we have to do is you have to use like a third-party piece of software, you know, like a web-based software or something, and it'll take your font and then make it web-friendly. Uh-huh. And what that does is it slows down the process, right? It doesn't look the same on all browsers. Sometimes it doesn't. It looks like shit. So there's so many issues. So Google has made it so fucking easy that, you know, absolutely. Yeah. Admittedly, we've been using it for so long because
it makes sense.
Yeah. The technology is fantastic. The licensing is so easy. It's like, you know, all these great things that it's like, you know, hey, look at Google, everybody. Yeah. Google's doing great. But it's not always great, right? Because like, you know, what is the price of free?
Yeah.
And I think that is the scary part here. Like, we already saw, like, you know, like, I don't know, dude. Google screwed us over for what?
The G Suites and all that, right? Like,
they gave us G Suite free for years. Mm-hmm. Hey, run your business, hook your business
this
up.
This is great.
No, you'll be grandfather. Yeah. No, you know, you're going to get latest technology. And it's like, wow, they're giving it to us for free. Dumb on us. For fucking believing this shit, okay? And so sure enough, we put our whole business on Google, and then sure enough, it's like, oh, guess what?
Yeah.
Now you gotta pay.
Oh, now, here
now
you
we
go.
Got you by the balls.
Exactly.
So, you know, they did this with Gmail.
Yep.
They did this with the apps,
yep.
you know, like with Google Docs and this and that, right? And granted, Google Docs, you know, like, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how they went about that.
No.
I don't like it when apps do that. Yes. Like, I've been on other software that's done this. They kind of, they hook you in and then they kind of, they screw you in this sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nicer, I think, like to charge you up front or kind of, you know, do something like that. Like give you hey, this is going to cost you $3.99 to use this stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or be forthcoming with it. Right.
Exactly.
Where it's like, you know, Google, it's free. Yeah. Until it's not.
Until it's not. And we all know that will happen, right?
Well, and it really could. And the thing is, you can't argue their licensing, unfortunately, right? Yeah. So I don't know what... Dude, they did it with photos, too.
Yeah.
They used to give you free photo space. You could upload all your Google photos, right? And everybody was uploading everything. And then all of a sudden, it was like, guess what, guys?
Yeah.
We're now charging, right? So imagine if all of a sudden, it's like they decide to flip the switch on their commercial fonts and be like, okay, guys, now you know what? You know, it takes a lot to run this infrastructure. Structure, blah, 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 blah.
We're growing it.
It's going to cost you $2 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing big, nothing at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But $2 across, you know, 100 billion fucking websites.
Yes.
Dude, they're going to be raking in the cash.
It will be.
Right. And they'll always throw that same thing. Well, I mean, it's so much cheaper than going elsewhere with it, which they're not wrong. Okay.
Yes.
In all fairness, they're not wrong because.
I agree. You're right. They're not wrong, but they are wrong all at the same time.
Well, no, they're not wrong in the sense of, you know, like even if they're charging something minor, right? That people will just kind of be like, okay, whatever, right? It's just the cost of business now, which bad business on them.
Yes.
But the reality is you compare that to some of the other font libraries out there. And then again, this is what I mean. It's that there's so much to this that I don't know where I stand on this, right? Because again, you know, in comparison, would I rather pay $2 a month for a Google font then you know like you know get some of these crazy ass fonts from Adobe or this or that, which are what, 30, 40, 50 bucks a month,
right?
You know, some of them are like licenses, like you said, they're $4,000-$5,000 until you hit this kind of benchmark,
and then it goes up
and there, then it goes up from there. Like,
but that's the thing, I was just gonna say, the Adobe stuff, you're paying for your subscription, but this is just an added bonus that they give you.
Do they give you the fonts for that?
Yeah.
They do, right? Yeah. So again, the desktop fonts I get.
Yeah.
What about when you flip them commercial?
That
or go
I don't
online,
know. I think,
right?
Yeah, I think
there is a cost associated with that.
Yeah, and I think there's a timeline with that. Is there not?
Yeah,
I think probably,
You
get like a certain years of.
But what happens if you give that to a customer then?
Well, that's the thing. And what happens? I think in 2 years you'll either have to re-up like whatever, And your customers are going to have Adobe Suite as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of that's really sinister.
See, it does kind of get a little shady, doesn't it? Because they're forcing. So again, so Adobe is in that business.
Right.
So they have everything to gain.
Yes.
Where Google really doesn't have anything to lose.
And that's exactly right? it.
And that's it. True. Like Adobe, that's their space. Yeah. They gave us Creative Suite. They kind of try to lure us in with all these awesome fonts and all this, you know, making it seem like it's like, hey, you're getting all this. But really though, I think Adobe's playing the game. They can't compete with Google because Google's like, fuck you. I'll create fonts too. And I'm going to give mine away for free. Yes. And I can do it as long as I want.
Yeah, it's a battle of attrition, right? Well, it's just like two heavyweights slugging it out until one falls over.
Well, they have two very different business models, okay? So Google's business is web. It's web search, it's web apps, it's web this, that. Everything is web, right? So again, kind of like saying, even if Google was to charge everybody like, you know, $20 a year for this font, right?
Yeah.
What do they care? Like, they really don't, because this isn't their space. They can do it as a whim, as a joke, really, right? Where Adobe's whole business relies on image, on, you know, creating, you know, software that helps us build images. You know, they're serving us.
Yeah.
So it really would be a battle of the giants, but I don't think Adobe could compete. Now, Adobe has 20,000 fonts, and the only reason they have 20,000 fonts is because they bought the company Typekit.
Right.
So, I mean, again, they were like, well, you know, we need to get into this web type game, so let's just buy a company and do it.
Which is exactly what Adobe does, right? Yeah, they're just like, hey, that's a great idea. Yoink.
Like, literally, that's good on you guys. But again, I don't know, dude. Like, again, I don't know where I sit with this. Like, am I happy that I think for years we've been using Google and just not thinking about it too much.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then all of a sudden, when you have like friends of ours, you know, like, you know, Draplin coming up with his own font, you know, Lincoln are coming out with their fonts. I think even James is coming out with his font, right? They're putting out their own fonts.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those guys, they're not greedy pigs.
No, they're not.
And I think that's the difference. Yeah. Okay. I would give Lincoln Design, I would give them $100 for a font. I would give them $500 for a font. Totally. Right.
But you're putting it out there. What are they charging you for a font?
Well, that's what I mean, right?
$20.
Exactly.
I don't know what the licensing fee is with any of that stuff.
And again, and it might be something, and maybe we should have talked to them first about the licensing fee, but it seems like, you know, in the same respect, right? It's like they're not gouging.
No.
Okay. What did BBC pay to use Gil Sands?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They fucking paid in upwards of £20 million a year.
Yes.
A fucking year.
Yes.
To use that. Ever since that, I stopped using Gil Sands. I was like, I don't know who is getting this fucking money.
Exactly. Some dude.
I mean, again, it was like created 50 years ago by some sir something or another. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And for what?
Exactly.
So that's why BBC said, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, and we created our own bespoke font.
Yep.
That's why I was so for their whole new logo change.
Yeah.
Out of principle.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that.
And good on them. And maybe there's where the ground shift is in the industry. Is
interesting.
People like Lincoln and people like those guys are creating their own fonts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why not?
People who are actually doing it. And again, you know, these foundries, you know, some of them are, you know, they're like bloodsuckers. Seriously.
That's what it is. Right.
And so in that case, back and forth, right? It's like, in that case, I'm happy that Google is taking from them, but I'm not so happy when Google's taking from, you know, like our boys and stuff who are a little bit more humble. They're not price gouging. They're not being ridiculous about this. No. So I don't exactly understand where, you know, how I feel about Google.
Yes.
Doing this, you know, we use it and we have been using it because, again, it allowed us to inject a really nice, high quality, high design, you know, for more or less into websites.
Yes.
And, you know, so far, you know, for the past 10, 15 or 12 years, worry free.
Yeah.
Okay. Like we don't have to worry about it because we had a fear. We had a scare with a font license early on. And then after that, it was just like, nope.
Yeah.
Go to Google. I don't give a shit. If we're building a website, go to fucking Google, right?
Exactly.
You know, but again, if we were to remove Google from the situation, Google is delivering an open source font.
Right.
Ultimately. Okay. And I do support the open source movement.
Yes. That's awesome.
So, you know, if we were to remove Google from the equation, and the only reason, let's face it, that everybody's like anti-Google is because of multi-quadrillion dollar business and they own the web. But assuming that we remove them, you know, what are the side effects of open source fonts have on the industry? Right. And that's the other thing. Like, you know, if it puts out all these fonts out there for free that people can use, like, does it start devaluing design? Does it start putting a devalue on fonts? You know, like if it start pumping them out there and just giving them away for free,
right?
I don't know. Is it gonna, you know, start
maybe, or you're gonna see like a sameness too, right? Because what'd you say? There's 700 some odd fonts on Google. Not all of them are good.
You're right.
We don't use a lot.
And you know,
it's
funny. A lot of them only have one weight. Interestingly enough,
really?
Yeah. And I had to point that out. Like,
it sounds like Font Squirrel or some shit. Right?
No, I think Font Squirrel even has more weight than Google does. But no, it's funny because, again, when we were looking through this whole project of trying to find a font for our customer, it was like, oh, shit, like that's a good font, but it's only one weight. It's only like a bold. Like there's no not bold version of it.
What?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I don't understand that. No one would ever use just one.
Yeah, it's a little weird,
yeah,
right?
That's, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think that, you know, aside from all that, though, like if people are pumping out all this open source fonts everywhere, you know, shit might start looking a little bit the same after a while, right? Like online. And that's a little bit of a worry. To be honest, I kind of feel everything lately has looked very similar online.
Yes, there is a lot of that. You know, we've seen that with logos and stuff like that, you know. I think there is going to be a glut of, you're going to see a lot of websites with Poppins, probably.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
When was the last time you did a Google search and started looking through websites and was like, nice, not nice. Do you remember the last time?
No.
I can't think. I mean, you know, when this was new, it was like, you were like a kid in a candy store.
Yes.
You would go and you'd be like, oh, this is a cool site.
Because there was so much innovation back then.
I feel like I'm so desensitized already, to be honest, that I don't know if fonts are going to devalue. Oh. I you know, and that might be another conversation to have, but you know, I can't remember and to be honest, because, you know, although I might like some parts about Google, I hate Google search over the past year. So oftentimes I don't even go to Google to search shit anymore. I'll go to chat and I'll get my answers there in like a millionth of the time.
And so much better and more in depth, and no fucking ads.
Yeah,
and shit.
Right.
Yeah,
but I can't remember. I it's funny. I can't remember getting that excitement I used to looking at websites.
You're right. That's true.
It's kind of sad, right? So it's already happening.
It has.
Devaluation of design, or you know, it's just kind of like making everything look so.
You're right. That's true. Yeah. That's sad.
But going back to not getting too far away here, but going back to fonts.
Yeah.
Right. I guess if we have more open fonts, you know, going back to cool shit versus not, you know, if you've got all these really free, decent open source fonts everywhere, then, you know, like that really kind of undermines like the Lincoln Design Co's, the Aaron Draplins, the guys who are making fonts, the cool foundries.
Yeah.
Not the asshole ones that are price gouging everybody.
Yeah, you're right. But I think there's a certain craftsmanship that goes into the fonts of Lincoln. Like, look at those fonts and they are fucking awesome. I don't know how I would use any of those, to be honest. Like, they're, you know, if I was doing something for one of our major clients with a skull in it, I could probably use some of those fonts.
Right.
But you know what I mean? It's like, I think because they're so good and so big and so awesome at what they do, they'll sell those fonts.
Yeah.
And they could practically give them away like that.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think they do it for fun.
Honestly, you are right there.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that somebody's like, just like, you know, I got a great idea for a font. And Dan would be like, yeah, go for it, man.
Yeah.
Put it together.
Yeah. How else can we use it, right?
yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Whereas at Google, it's a business. It's a job.
You're right.
It's a, you know what I mean? Like,
Yes. So again, it is undermining or, but again, that's a combination of undermining, devaluing the design portion of this,
right.
The passion behind it, the craftsmanship for
right.
You're right. Because when these guys are actually designing fonts, they're designing it for a reason. That's right. They're passionate. They love this shit.
Yeah. All those fonts that they have, they use.
Yeah.
Right. Because they can get away with that kind of stuff. And you can get away with that on I don't know, some of their clients that they use. They're a little bit, Mountain Dew or whatever. 100%,
yeah. Well, mind you, I'm sure Mountain Dew's paying for their custom font.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. That's for sure.
You know what? I think another thing that the problem with open source fonts, and although I love open source movement, the problem I think is if there starts becoming this whole library, Google has open source fonts, and then somebody else, and let's just say, hypothetically speaking, Adobe goes open source and it's like, here, take, let's just say this happened. What I think could happen is it's going to confuse the fuck out of everybody in the sense that all of a sudden everybody's going to assume, oh shit, I can use this font. Yeah. Oh, I can download this font, use it. I can.
It's free.
And then you get fucked.
Yes.
You end up assuming. So I think what will happen is this open source font movement will start creating all these assumptions that you can use fonts any way you want.
Yes.
Only to come back and get screwed for it.
Right.
Speaking to our one customer, they paid for a font and their assumption was, hey, I fucking paid $50,000 to use this font.
Yep.
I'm going to use it.
Yep.
Only to have them come back like a year later.
It's not web-based either?
Yes.
I can't use it on everything?
Imagine how many people could get screwed with this. Because all of a sudden, if everybody is like, open source is great. Yeah, sure, whatever. And all of a sudden, everybody's coming back and being like, no, you're screwed. Dude, that's just going to create. Like, honestly, I don't even think people are careful. I think so many designers are careless downloading and using fonts already.
Yeah.
So you know what? If this becomes more and more of a norm, I think there's going to be a lot more problems out there.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. I think with Adobe fonts, I mean, anything I've ever read with that, you can use them. But I don't even know. I'm pretty sure people don't read the fine print.
Oh God, no!
Exactly what you're supposed to use this kind of stuff for.
Yes.
So I think you're right. People will probably get screwed down the road because they give you 2 years for it.
God, I'm curious what this even entails. This whole 2 years movement. Exactly. I don't even know how much of that I trust.
This is exactly it. And who knows what Google's going to do? Maybe 2 years down the road, they'll be saying, "Hey, you know what? Poppins is our most popular font. All of a sudden, now it's worth $5."
Yeah.
If you want to use it in perpetuity throughout the universe.
I know, right? And again, it feels sleazy when Google does it, right? It feels like it was always part of the plan.
Yeah.
And they stand to make so much money with just such a little amount. They could be like, you know what, guys? We need to cover our overhead.
Yeah.
Fonts are fucking expensive. 50 cents a year. 50 cents a month, a dollar a month, $12 a year. Like, you can pay that, right? It's a good font. And they would just, because again, they've been at it for so long.
This is true.
Would you put it past them?
No.
I wouldn't.
And for something as simple as that, it's like the CEO needs a yacht to get to his mega yacht.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we got to start charging for fonts now.
But even if they did... Okay, and this is the shitty part of capitalism.
Oh.
Even if they did and they decided, you know what, we're going to make money, okay, from this side of the table, okay? Yeah. I remember what we used to pay for email before we switched over to Google.
Right.
And this goes way back.
Yeah.
We used to pay, oh my God, I used to spend like, and this goes back like 15 years ago because we were early adopters of Gmail.
Oh, okay.
And we were spending like $150, $170 a month on just a simple email client that a service would cover for us.
Wow.
And that was like 15 years ago. Okay.
Wow.
And that was like for like 3, 4, 5 people. Okay. Then, all of a sudden we lost years worth of data because we had servers and this, and that cost us thousands of dollars for this stuff. We lost years. And that was when I was like, fuck this. We're going to the cloud.
Yeah.
There's this cool thing called the cloud. Apparently it's super safe. Apparently it fucking lives in the cloud right beside God and Jesus. And it kind of like sets this whole, fake notion up, right? That you say, but regardless, and they charge us $3 a person.
$3
and I was like, you know what? $3 a person.
Boom.
Go. Yeah. Done. You know, I mean, take us the whole year, right? Because you just, and then it's grown and grown and grown. Fine. Now, again, if Google was to all of a sudden be like, okay, that website of yours, mm-hmm. okay, you're using our font. I know you like our font. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. And we're not going to charge you for backdate, but starting tomorrow, we're going to charge you $5 a month for that font.
Right.
$60 a year.
Yeah.
Dude, $60 a year is still cheaper.
Yeah.
Then, like I said, I saw Google, you know, or not Google, I saw some Adobe fees like $30-$40 a month on a commercial license.
Right.
So all of a sudden I'm like, okay, we'll pay the $50. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Like it makes it so on this side of the table as a businessman, I'm still thinking, even they've given it to me free all this time.
Yeah.
If they were to start charging.
Yeah.
Even though I would grumble.
You would be mad. I would
call them a bunch of cocksuckers and assholes and, you know, fucking, you know, low life scum shit. I would. The reality is I'm still getting a fucking bargain.
Yeah, you're pulling out your wallet, right?
At the end of the day, you know, the business side of me says
this is a good deal.
Yes. This is a good deal. So this is why I'm really torn about... You know, do you, don't you? Mm. Like, I mean, again, I'm torn. I'm absolutely, I love the craft. I will gladly pay companies, you know, like LinkedIn, you know, what they want for their fonts because they're not being jerks about it. They're not being like vampires. They're not, right? Like, if anything, they're being very humble about
it. And I was
just
going to say, they could charge three times that and people would pay it. I swear to God. Like, some of those fonts are awesome.
So, you know, like, in that sense, it's just, you know, you know, I'm torn. I'm really torn about the open source movement and what side of the fence that I'm playing on. And I don't know if I have an answer, to be honest.
Well, you don't now because Google is playing nice.
You're right. So, because it's free. Now it's a no-brainer.
Yes. So it's this is the best thing ever.
I will always look for Google fonts for websites. Okay.
Always.
For websites.
Right.
If we're talking about branding projects or anything customized, you know, I will open up, you know, my palette, you know, to a world of whatever else is out there.
Exactly.
Gladly. Yeah. But why? Because I'm not going to be charged $25,000, $50,000, $75,000 for, you know, $100,000 for what we're putting down on paper.
Yeah.
You know, if all of a sudden I had to go dollar to dollar, dude, the business side of me, I'm sorry.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it, especially nowadays. Like you said, the overhead with that $25,000 fee to some of these companies, they just don't have that.
I know. You know, I know.
Like, and that's insane. How can you as a foundry say with your hand out, say, give me $25,000. That's what it costs to use that font that some fucking guy made 60 years ago.
I know. Oh God. Don't even talk to me about that one. That's one pisses me off.
I know. Right.
So you're right. You know, so I think, you know, and I feel dirty saying this, but you know, it's true. I think for now, the open source movement, I'm 100% in support of.
Absolutely.
With this whole understanding that, you know, these fonts can be used on web and digital, you know, maybe not in print, maybe not in branding exercises, but, you know, the digital side, it alleviates so much hell and nightmare.
Yes.
That, you know, like, you know, accidentally fucking up the commercial license can do. And I mean, we don't think about it.
Right.
We don't have to send stuff to legal anymore. We don't have to do this and that because, again, their license is open source. It's clean. It's easy. It's like use it however you want to use it.
Yeah.
Right. All they ask is, you know, like, don't distribute it.
Right.
Which is a little scary because, I mean, in theory, it is, you know, a web font at site, right? But Google, what are you up to, fuckers? Needless to say, okay, if I have to give any sort of advice or tips.
Yes.
Okay, to graphic designers for this, right? Remember that fonts are not free.
Yes.
Okay. You will always see emails or ads or this, you know, on Instagram, you know, these top 10 free fonts are amazing.
Oh, that's
look
the worst.
At our, you know, top fonts of the year that are free. And everybody's like free. Mm-hmm. They're not.
They are not.
Free.
Nope.
And just honestly, do yourselves a favor.
Yeah.
Check that shit out. Okay. Cause often it'll be like for personal use, free for desktop use, free. They use different lingo, but as soon as it switches to commercial licenses, everything changes. Sometimes it's like for $500, do what you want.
Right.
Other times it's like sliding scale. If you want to put it on your website, it's $2,000.
Right.
You want to put it on mugs and sell it on Etsy. It's $5,000.
Yeah.
All of a sudden shit starts changing. Right.
Yes.
So remember, they are not free at all. Okay. Right. Evaluate every single font license that you get that isn't going to be flattened out.
Yes.
Okay. 100%. So again, just do yourself a favor for that. All right. Everybody seems to really harp on this. Don't distribute fonts. You're right. Distribute. Right. Just don't distribute. And the irony here is that Adobe, you know, and they're the ones, don't distribute the font.
Yeah.
Okay. All their software has got collect for output. It's got package contents, you know, for, so technically Adobe's like, don't distribute our fonts.
They're watching you.
Yeah. But package your shit and send it off to a printer, send it off to your customer. Exactly. You're distributing their fonts.
You're giving them the fonts. Yeah.
In theory, that scares me. Mm. I mean, again, they're offering it one way. I don't know how you're liable on that. I was just kind of like thinking about that.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. That's
how does that?
Yeah, yeah. And think of how important that is to clients and vendors
they want
and things
it.
Like that. They need that because they don't have that font, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they, in order to print or to do whatever it is they need to do with your files, they need that font.
So so what we do in this situation, okay, mm-hmm. and when we send customers, you know, okay, we are guilty of, if we're sending something to a printer, 9 times out of 10, we will send them a PDF where they can't go in and fuck around with the font. We're not sharing that font, okay?
Yeah.
What we will do is we'll send them a README doc, right? Yeah. Or a text file with the link where to get that font.
Yes.
Okay. So we're kind of absolving ourselves of any sort of issues in that sense.
CYA.
Yeah. Right. Cover your ass. And that's the truth, right? Yeah. And again, if you have to use a custom font on a website for a brand, okay, think twice how you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Use it in headers, in images that can be flattened, right? Yep. Completely flattened. Yep. So you're not actually distributing the font. Yeah. You're distributing a likeness of the font. Okay. Right. And anything that is, you know, changeable by a WordPress, by Silverstripe, by whatever, you know, content management system you're using, make sure that that is something open source.
Right.
A Google font, Arial, a web font, right? So that's what you do. Cover your ass in that sense.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Flatten those images, put them in there. It's not always the nicest execution. Okay. But if you have to use that font, just, you know, advise your clients on what could happen. Doesn't mean it could, it doesn't mean it is.
Yes.
But you don't want all of a sudden them come to you and be like, hey, I just got a bill for $50,000 to take down my website. Yes. What's going on?
What happened?
You want to feel scared? Ugh. Get that phone call from a customer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I couldn't even imagine.
We've had similar ones, and that makes you warn, you know, like the Getty ones.
Yes.
We had customers call and be like, hey, what's cool? I just got a cease and desist letter from Getty saying that we're using an image of theirs that we're not allowed to. And you, at first you get scared.
Yeah.
And then you realize, dude, like that's not even on our site. That was from like a dev version that somehow their bot creeped and crawled. But
think of how invasive that is.
It feels very invasive. But not even that. Just think of the reputation loss from your customer for a split second.
That's right.
Even a split second, your customer is like, kind of like, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Afterwards, you're like, of course I do. Like, here it is. But they had that doubt for a second.
Yeah.
So just remember that. Okay. So be careful with fonts.
Yes.
But my opinion, I mean, all said and done as a businessman, dude, I guess we are going to keep using Google Fonts.
We are.
Only because I felt really bad for my customer that they were being, you know, basically, you know, held up against the wall, you know, backed up in a corner saying, you know, you need to pay $25,000 to use this font. And it was just like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
That feels wrong.
Yes.
Because it's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
But see, this is the double-edged sword that I have with Google. It's like they saw an opening there where they're like, you know what? We could do a good thing here. We could create awesome fonts and we could give them free to people. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It sounds like Robin Hood, robbing from the rich, giving to the poor, right?
I think the problem with that statement is the word Google.
But this is the thing.
Because they don't do anything for good.
That's exactly it. There's, you know, something will happen
or another, right?
Later on. You're right. You probably have to shell out
the world.
$60 a month or a year or whatever.
Something or another, like that. Sooner or later, right?
And we're probably giving them ideas here.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, the bots are listening. Sorry.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. It started out as a great idea.
And now who knows where it's going to go. And
who knows what's going to happen
yeah,
with it. But
yeah. Hey, shit, they might just shut it down. No, they can't shut it down. It's too big to shut down at this point. It's too big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. The potential for them to make money off this is too great at this point that, you know, be careful that, you know, they're going to own the font world. They're going to have, like, as soon as they get a certain percentage of the web font market, we're screwed. Be prepared that we may have to allocate budget for that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the beauty of Google, again, is like they have so many resources, so much money to be able to do this kind of stuff. If they wanted to take Adobe head to head, there's no other company that could do that.
You're right.
Definitely them. Font Squirrel. No way. Yeah.
Font Squirrel. I don't know how much of a chance you guys have.
They're screwed.
Good for you.
Yeah. But I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I hope you guys got something out of this one, because I don't know how much more we can beat this conversation. You know, I think this is one of those deals where it's like,
it's a good thing, but buyer beware. Yeah. Or not buyer beware. Well,
no, you're
open
right.
Open source beware.
Yeah, right. You're right. Because it's like, I don't have a great answer for this one.
No.
I have a begrudgingly, they give us something and we use it. They give it to us for free. We use it because it's free and because the quality is decent. And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't make us feel great about the situation. And we will continue to support, you know, font foundries or people designing fonts or creating fonts, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
But not the ones who gouge for it.
That's right.
And I think that's what it comes down to it. So this is one of those situations where it's like you're happy to have them as your big brother.
Yes.
You're happy to have them fight your fights for you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, late at night, they beat the shit out of you in private, and you know you still can't stand on your own. So
yeah, you're like, I need this, so I have to take these beatings.
To take the beatings, right? Better the beatings from one from everybody else.
Of bullies
it's so bad.
Is a brilliant analogy.
Is it? Yes, I don't know. It's scary, that's for sure.
Because either way, we're getting beat.
Yeah, I know, right? We're totally getting it. Let us know how you guys feel about this. I mean, I don't think this is a conversation that's an open, closed case. And I think it's going to change as fonts change. And I think the technology is going to change with fonts.
Yeah.
So drop us a line. Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know how you feel about these. Let us know how you feel on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, please don't be scared to reach out on our website and tell us that we're crazy. And if you're Google, just don't look for us at all. Just avoid.
You didn't see
the angry
nothing.
Designers. You didn't see anything. All right, everybody. My name is Massimo.
And my name is Sean.
Come check us out over at Creative South. Stay creative.
And stay angry.
Peace.